to chapter 102 in the Hubble Gaga Handbook. Climactic influences on the Hubble Gear. There have been extensive surveys done to find out what actually heightens the pleasure. To make the teeth clench a little tighter, the eyes scrunch, and the body convulse just a little tighter. And it turns out that on a rainy day, it's better than on a sunny day with 85 degrees temperatures and balmy breezes, quite simply. Because if you're lying there hungrily in each other's arms and it's a beautiful day, it's 85 degrees, you hear lawnmowers going, you hear people laughing and frisbees flying, you always have that nagging feeling that maybe you should be outside enjoying the weather. And so consequently, you may make it rather a hurried, a spurless hobble at best. But if it's raining and miserable and you hear the rain lashing on the window, you know there's nothing to be done outside. And so you can let the garbage rot in the kitchen, you let the car sit in the driveway, let the baby stew in his green-laden diapers, for you know there's nothing to be done. Oftentimes snow provides the same impetus as the rain, perhaps even more so, because the snow traps you. There's a blizzard, there's 2 feet of snow against the door, the police have said nobody allowed on the road unless emergency under threat of arrest. That, too, can heighten the sweet sense of Shangri-La, knowing full well there is nothing else, there is nowhere to go, so make it last, make it linger. Occasionally, lick your finger. There are climactic effects to a lesser degree that will heighten passion, such as the full moon, wind blowing, a particularly rough surf. There are climactic phenomena that in and of themselves are stimuli. For example, in Saudi Arabia, they have known for a long time that there's nothing like hobbling in the middle of a sandstorm. Oftentimes, the Bedouin tribesmen, the nomads of the desert, the second they see an approaching sandstorm, they instantly disrobe and commence to hobble, knowing full well that the sand will not only stimulate them across the tuchus, but actually forcibly remove all dingleberries. It's like a sandblasting effect. So they will, you know, hobble for a while, the first half of the storm, and then flip so that the receptive woman also has the same hygienic benefit. Oftentimes, the Bedouins will catch their women when they're off hunting somewhere. They'll come back in a sandstorm and find all the women lying there in a row just savoring the sandstorm in and of itself. The sand has a wonderful plinking effect. Plink, 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 plink. And has oftentimes brought a massive Shangri-La. How massive? Well, you've noticed there are oases here and there, even in the driest desert. Yeah. Oh. Mudslides are fun in California. If you're hobbling in the midst of a mudslide, you'll oftentimes find it saves you on the Crisco bill, as the mud is exceedingly greasy. There is, however, the most heightened of all phenomena, the earthquake, which is, of course, the best session of hobble, if you survive it, of course. As if you are locked in sweet bliss during an earthquake, all you need do is hang on for the ride. There was an extensive interview done with one Pedro Morales, who was in the Mexico City earthquake, which was a tremendously forceful earthquake. Pedro Morales was saved in the earthquake. He did not perish. And he did recount to a friend in Newsweek that it was the most exquisite hobble he'd ever had, although he was nearly killed by a falling chandelier. He was in the middle, and he said, "Oh, coño, you wouldn't believe it. There I was in the bliss, when suddenly, boom, a chandelier hit me in the two hearts." And his buddy Choo-Choo said, "So what's the danger of that?" And Pedro said, "Well, 5 minutes earlier, it would have hit me in the back of the head."